That's great, you know, because you spend a lot of time with those guys, pull for them, help them out in the game. I was calling in some of the plays in that last game. Excited for them, playing so well. They both deserve to be on the roster, and it's good to have them both in the room.
So this is a big game from a media standpoint and the season kickoff. What's the difference between, though, your first start in 2008 and this week, of how you are, the day of the game, your prep?
I'd say I'm a little more relaxed. That, you know, the first start was Monday Night Football, good division opponent, and it was a, you know, it wasn't the prettiest of starts, but we got a win in a home game against a good opponent. This is a, you know, a game that we've been in before. After we won the Super Bowl, we know the excitement that surrounds it. It's a highly rated game. We're playing at a tough environment with the Super Bowl champions. So it's going to be a tough test for us.
After about a week or so of you and Corey Linsley getting some practice reps in, I guess, what's the comfort level with him under center right now?
Well, it's coming along. You know, Corey's a smart guy. He's played a lot of center in his time, and he's going to be expected to play well. So we expect him to be able to keep up. He's got, you know, I've said a lot, but he's got two incredible guards on both sides of him who are going to, you know, help him out with the calls and make sure that he's ready. But Corey's going to study hard. He's very well coached, and he's going to be ready to play.
Aaron, can you talk about the two-sided coin the unscouted books provide? Seattle will show you something you haven't seen, but you've got a few things that you haven't unveiled.
Well, that's the first few weeks of the season. You know, we actually get some presentations from time to time from Mike Ayers about the unscouted looks you're going to see. And usually the first, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks you're going to see, you know, 30% unscouted looks. So you expect that. You know it's going to happen. You just have to react to what you see out there and make quick decisions, you know, smart decisions, and it's going to be on both sides.
I asked Pete Carroll today, how do you compete against the no-huddle offense? He says, well, the no-huddle defense. And they're shortened to the point that way. Are they an up-tempo defense that can be ready for that?
Well, they played against a no-huddle team their last time out when it meant something, and I'd say they had pretty good success that night. I was there and watched that. It was impressive. They're a talented defense who can come at you a lot of different ways, and you know, very talented on the back end, great pass rushers, and athletic linebackers. So it's the kind of defense that you'd love to have if you were playing offense. I'm excited about our guys and see what they can do when they're unleashed this week. But it, you know, when you play a defense like this, it's about a very, very tight execution and not turn the football over.
Aaron, is that the lowest from that game? You mentioned you were at the Super Bowl and you saw, obviously, you know, Peyton them trying to run the
I was having some hot dogs along the way, so I was paying it, you know.
I mean, what can you gain from watching that game as far as what worked and what didn't work? Because that's what they talked about all year, trying to run things quicker, and it seemed like Cam Chancellor and those guys and the physicality with the press still, they were able to rattle the run.
Well, they're a talented team. You know, they got into a rhythm there with their pass rush and with their coverages, and you know, made some good plays. You know, I think it's about film preparation. You know, the watching it in person is one thing, but seeing it on film is different. You get to see two angles and miss. You know, you get to see some of the plays you missed while you're having some chips and salsa or hot dogs or whatever it might be up in the box, which was nice and warmer than some of the outdoor seats. But no, they're. You know, have to have a lot of confidence. They play with a lot of confidence. They have a swagger about them, and it's a tough place to play.
Aaron, after having Eddie Lacy for a year, the emphasis that he's gone through this year with catching the ball and sort of, what does he add to your offense when he's on the field?
Well, he's a talented guy. He's a smart player. He knows how to play the game. He plays at a very good tempo. He's a good runner. He's smart. You know, he's very instinctive with his run ability. He's got good feet for a guy his size, although he is dropping weight, which I'm sure he's told you. He's a talented guy in the protection schemes, and he can catch the ball in the backfield. So, but like we've seen in this league, you need multiple backs to be successful, and I think that's, you know, one guy I'm really, really proud of, the way that he's played the last couple of years, is James Starks. You know, James was on the bubble last year and ended up making the team. And then Eddie goes down, and he steps in against Washington, has a, you know, big game, and just continued throughout the season. We needed that 1-2 punch. You know, he was the guy we went to. So he's done a great job. He understands protection schemes. He's caught the ball well out of the backfield, and you need multiple backs to be successful.
Aaron,
Aaron, is that the loudest visiting venue you've played in? And if so, I mean, how does it affect no huddle, up-tempo and signals and stuff like that?
It is a loud environment. It's very loud. I played in some comparable ones over the years. At Kansas City is a very loud outdoor environment. At the University of Oregon is a very loud environment. And obviously Seattle. I think those three are the ones that kind of stick out when you think about my career and tough places to play. The nonverbal communication is at a premium, and it's important that you find ways to try and get the crowd out of it. But those fans are very smart football fans. They know when to cheer, and you're not going to be able to quiet them down unless you put up a lot of points.
Aaron, that first half there 2 years ago, why did their pass rush give you so much trouble? And then you guys seem to handle it fine in the second half.
The question again?
The pass rush there 2 years ago, they sacked you, I think, eight times, and then they didn't get you at all in the second half. What gave you guys trouble in that first half, and what did you change?
Their guys gave us trouble, and in the second half, we went into more of a jumbo set and ran the ball a little more effectively and didn't have as many passes. We had multiple stretches there with, double-digit passes in a row, and they were able to just put us in unfavorable down and distances and cover up pretty well, and I had to hold the ball, and they got to us.
And with the numbers you have at receiver and tight end on the roster, how do you like the options and potential passing?
I like it. Some of those guys are untested, though. This will be a good environment to see what kind of players they are, how they deal with adversity, how they deal with a difficult place to play. You have Richard Rodgers and Devontae and Jeff Janis and Corey all, playing their first real meaningful game in a tough environment. So this is... For them, I think it's as good a test you could ask for. It's obviously great for all of us to see where we stack up against the reigning champions in week one. But as a young player, to go in this kind of hostile environment, it's going to say a lot about the kind of players that they are and the potential that they have. Good performance or bad performance, it's about consistency. But well, this will be a great test for all those guys.
Aaron, what do you remember about how that game ended 2 years ago? The aftermath of the play, obviously. What do you remember?
I was in the locker room, and I was watching it up on the TV, the replay back, and I turned around, and there was my buddy, the star of one of my favorite movies, Cary Elwes, of Princess Bride, in the locker room. And that put a smile on my face at a time where there wasn't many other things that would have done that.
Two more.
So how do you prepare beyond the film work for the physicality of that Seahawks defense and beyond just the pace of the game is really the way to slice and dice that and just plain accuracy in a quarterback like yourself?
It's playing the way I want to play. It's trying to make good decisions. It's trying to be smart with the football and not turn the ball over. This defense thrives on turnovers and getting after you and hitting you and getting you off your spot. And you have to, make accurate throws. The windows are even tighter with the amount of ground that they can cover. So you have to be accurate. You have to play smart and not turn the football over.
Aaron, you talked about that 1-2 punch that you guys have in the running game last year and the same this preseason. How much easier does that make life for you in the passing game that you do have that balance?
Well, we'll see. I think we'll see. We'll see how the team's going to play us. When I was out last year, we saw a lot more one high when Eddie was in there. And James, run the ball really effectively. But we were still able to run the ball well. Not sure what's going to change with me back in there full time. But either way. We should at different times find some more one-high, one-on-one looks for Jarrett and Randall and Jordy, and we got to win those one-on-one battles.